welcome everyone to today's episode. And today I have a really special guest with me today that you're going to want to listen in closely to hear all about. She is a brand new author and she has written a book, not only about her story, but really painted a picture of hope for those who need and want to shine in your skin. So let me introduce you to Carolyn Freed. Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, Lisa. Hi, everybody.
So glad to have you on here today. So, Carolyn, I'm just going to share a little bit about the background, but ultimately I'm going to get you to share more. And from what I know to be about you is that you are a passionate lover of Jesus and that you love life. And one thing you said that I want to ask you right off the bat, you said you are a productive mom. Is that like a statement of overcoming or... That's an unusual way to define yourself. So tell me what you mean by that.
You absolutely nailed it. It's funny, this after when I was preparing for this, I was like, God, I'm like, how do I even introduce myself? And the word productive mom came up again. So I have three kids. My husband works shift work. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I co-lead a women's ministry at our church. And life can be really overwhelming. Three kids are all active in sports and busy with school. And I was always saying, oh, I'm a busy mom. I'm busy. And the Lord actually corrected me while I was writing this book. And he says, you're not busy, you're productive. Yes, I am. Because busy, we can get busy doing things. And busy isn't always a good description of something. Like to be busy. But the Lord really highlighted the productiveness behind my efforts. So since then, I have learned to correct myself, or I don't even like use the word busy anymore. I am a productive mom with three children and I'm a productive wife.
That is so cool. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So Carolyn, you have accomplished something during this time of when the whole world is in lockdown, the whole world has gone through, you know, global transition. You were productive in producing something that is like a baby, but it's your first book and it's called Shine in Your Skin. And I would love, first of all, before we get into kind of what this book is about, tell me what that title means. Like tell the listeners, what does that mean? Shine in your skin.
For a long time, I struggled with many insecurities. A long time ago, I actually did a network marketing company and the Lord highlighted that name to me about inner growth. And that was my business name back years ago when I did network marketing. And I learned a lot in that season of my life, but into this new season and where the Lord, I felt like wanted me to go, he highlighted this scripture to me that everyone knows, Isaiah 60, arise and shine for your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. That has been golden to me because throughout this season and what I feel is coming from this book is the heaviness that we put on ourselves, just like that word busy. Sometimes we can characterize ourselves or group ourselves into areas of unworthiness, of unforgiveness. What it truly means to shine in your skin is honestly to believe that you were made for more, to believe that inside us can overcome anything. So it doesn't matter what our past is, what our obstacles were, or what they may be, we're able to shine and be a light for other people because we can truly understand who we are and what we were made to do.
Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful. So how did you come about to write this book? What was that process like for you?
To be honest, it started a long time ago. The Lord told me a couple years ago when I really started seeking him to, he wanted me to write a book and I laughed it off and I argued for a long time. And then I felt like the Lord actually wanted me to write my testimony. So I just grabbed a notebook and I started writing a book. I think I had like 180 pages down, just handwritten of little notes and things I've overcome. And I said to the Lord, I said, this is never going to end. Your goodness is always there. My testimony is going to be till the day I die. And even after that, my legacy. So I'm going to put this aside. So I put this part down. I've never actually reopened that book. I never, even throughout writing Shine in Your Skin, I didn't open that. But I did actually ended up getting sick with COVID. And in that time, the Lord told me as soon as I was healed, I was to share my story on Facebook and go live, because a lot of people had fear about the virus. And I was sick, but I was okay. And I still had hope, and I was able to pray for people. So I was able to be a light, even in a time when I wasn't really feeling my greatest. Wow. And the Lord had said to me right after that, he says, you're not like to pull off social media. My time was done there for a season. And he said, you're going to write your book now. And I had no idea. I said, my husband, I'm going to fast off social. I said, God wants me to write this book. I've already tried it and I didn't succeed. So I'm not sure what he's going to do. So a few days off social, and I was fasting and praying. And I just sat down on my computer and I started to type. And to be really honest, the writing process came super easy. The whole book from start to finish took me about 2 months.
Wow.
So I just remained. I stayed off all signs of social media, and it was just a lot of family and a lot of time with God. And he highlighted different areas that he really wanted me to focus on for this book and for this season for me, but I believe for others as well, to just really pull in to certain areas of my testimony that I was able to overcome because of my faith.
That's so good. Wow. That should give hope to people who it has to take a long time to write a book. Just focus and follow through. I love that. So parts of your testimony are in this book as it relates to Shine in Your Skin. So tell me a bit about what aspects of this journey for you, and even as you're writing it, sometimes things can come up and resurface. I know as you're writing your story, especially if it's the first time we're putting in print, were there any challenges that you were faced with even as you began to put that into print, put that on paper as part of your journey? Anything that came up for you in that?
Absolutely. So actually, I laugh now. At the time, I cried. But I said to my husband one day, he came home and I was writing a chapter. I don't actually even know what chapter it falls into right now, off the top of my head, but it was about my son. So when I was pregnant with my son, I had a concealed abruption. I was losing so much blood internally. There was a lot going on. He was at the time we lived in Medicine Hat. He was airlifted to Calgary. When he was born, he was completely flatlined. They assumed at their best guess, he was probably gone for between 4 to 6 minutes.
Wow.
And they said best case, every single doctor, they said he would have cerebral palsy. So best case scenario for our little Brody, he was going to be cerebral palsy is what they said. And I was like, nope, we don't receive that. I understand the circumstances. So throughout this process of Brody's birth, in writing, God was showing me all the faith that even when I was not actively seeking his face, I was very faithful to know the plans for my family, and especially my son at that time, and even me. But I said to my husband, I said, I've read my mom's side of the story. My mom actually wrote a little blurb about it it's called A Hat Full of Miracles. And it was about blessings and miracles that happened in Medicine Hat. And they asked for a story for mine and Brody's. But I'd never actually shared my side of what I experienced or what I felt. So when I started writing this, the Lord really healed me, because I said to my husband, I said, I almost feel like I had PTSD going through it all. As I'm sitting down and I'm writing, and I'm all of a sudden these emotions that I've never dealt with, I didn't even know I had them, are coming to surface.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. It was hard, but I took a few days. I prayed, I walked away from the, that chapter. And I said, Lord, like, I'll come back, but I need time, because I had never actually fully allowed myself to work through what I felt, what my body went through as a mother, and for my son. So it was incredibly healing.
Wow.
In an area I didn't even know I needed to be healed in.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that is so powerful. And that's often what happens when we step out in faith and just trust God, and he doesn't waste the time. Like, it's all for a purpose. Well, in the midst of that, you know, one of the questions that I have as I think about your book, Shine in Your Skin, is what are some of the, maybe this is for you personally, but also for people who would be reading it, like what were some of the roadblocks or the hindrances that you came upon in your process of learning how to shine in your skin? But for other people reading it, what are some of the things to be aware of that would stand in the way, that would threaten you from actually shining in your skin?
I love that question, Lisa. That is so powerful, because you want to know what it comes down, what I've learned in this process. I've read lots of your books too. And just to know, I always used to be very good at finger pointing, but it was always outwards. So there is a couple of spots in my book too, where I share about marriage trouble. And I've been divorced. I got remarried, my new husband, Josh, but I've learned a lot of mistakes. Yeah. And I've lived a lot of mistakes that I could have ultimately not had to go through. Mm. My biggest thing, honestly, is humility.
Wow.
I can't say it enough. If you think that you're low, get lower.
Wow.
It's the Lord showed me a lot through this book, and I never realized it until I started again, like you said, so you start putting it out there, right?
Yeah.
A lot of our problems in this house and in my marriage and parenting and just in life in general came from an area where I didn't allow myself to be healed. So I held on to a lot of garbage. I carried it around. It was extra weight on me, and I never fully released it, because in order to release it, it honestly would mean me looking in the mirror and saying, this is on you. It's my actions, my behavior. It wouldn't be Josh's or my kids or so-and-so down the street. You know, it comes back to a really long reflection of yourself in the mirror to see what's inside our hearts, how we respond to people as opposed to react to them. It's a huge part of the journey, and it's very humbling. It's not exactly fun.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful process if you can allow yourself that freedom.
Yeah. And the freedom on the other side of that, I'm sure, is the biggest gain that we don't always see. So really what you're saying is the whole area of just taking responsibility for what's within your control in terms of your choices or how you respond. Is that right? Am I reading you correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And just really owning that to be able to walk in that place. Yeah, that is, you know, and that covers every area of life, right? In terms of being able to walk in the freedom. Mm-hmm. It's not blaming, because that's often one of the things that we can get caught up in, is blaming. Oh, you know, well, I wasn't brought up in this background, or I didn't have this going for me, or didn't have that, or this thing got in the way. And that doesn't hurt. Go ahead.
It can be really hard. It's hard to acknowledge the way that sometimes the reoccurring problems are something, it's a root in us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an unforgiveness from the past. And a big part of this shining in your skin part for me was, there was a few people I needed to forgive, but I really had to learn to forgive myself. And I mentioned in the back of the book is, the description is, did you think you'd be further ahead than you are? So certain areas, we hold ourselves to a higher standard than with somebody else. We're harder on ourselves than we are on other people. And learning to allow ourselves the same grace and the same set of forgiveness that we give other people. I was in my journey, it was, I wasn't forgiving myself for many of the things I saw as failures. And really they were stepping stones.
Yeah. Right. That is so, you know, what comes to mind is a story. You know, one of the things that when I was a young believer in my 20s, and I'm not going to go into my story, it's not about me, but it just reminds me of that, because I remember praying and I had forgiven my dad, and, you know, I just didn't have a good relationship with my dad growing up. And I had become a Christian, and I had been praying for God to provide, because I was struggling, making ends meet, going to university and working. And I'm like, God. And one day God just said to me, and at that point, I had, even though I'd become a Christian, I didn't really have a relationship with my father, even though I had forgiven him over the years. And God just said to me, so, well, I am trying to bless you. I am trying to provide for you, but you're not open to how I want to do it. And what it was my dad used to call me up after he had gone through a period of his own journey and he wanted to reconnect. And he's, you know, called me up, and his way of showing love at that time, because he didn't know any other way, was, do you need any money? And I had already made a vow, say, no, I don't need anything from him. I can live life without him. I don't need his, because of other things that happened. And God just nailed me on it. He said, well, maybe if you were open, that maybe I want to bless you through that channel. And it was that step of, okay, I had to humble myself, talking about humility. I had to humble myself, ask for forgiveness from God, and then go to my father and say, actually, I do need money. and open, and that opened the door to an amazing healing between me and my father, to the point where he later became a Christian. And at the end of his life, we had such an amazing relationship that, you know, that only God could have done. So it reminds me of that, but it had to take me owning the fact that I was actually responsible for the lack of relationship, but also the lack of what God wanted to do in my life. I was blocking it out of my own independence and pride and, you know, all those things that get in the way. So humility is so important, and it shows up in different ways. Like the blocks show up in different ways.
I think for key is just because when I was in prayer before this, I kept hearing the word unworthy. And it was even after God's written this book, I would like to say I was a vessel, that's it. But so this book is written, it's in pre-order stage. And there's still times where the enemy tries to make you feel unworthy. And even that feeling though of unworthiness, it's a root. So when as you're saying that too, part of shining is acknowledging we are worthy to be blessed.
Yeah.
For a long time, I was the same way. I had a hard time I could ask for help from certain people or if I need stuff, but when people would just give, it would make me very uncomfortable. And now when people give, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Like we know, like even we're setting up to move, our house is for sale. We don't know where we're going, but we've had a couple people, we just got a couple things given to us to help kind of make everything look put together. And my kids, even my son helped me this morning set up a table and stuff. And he's just like, thank you, Jesus. And I'm like, it's so important to realize it doesn't necessarily have to be the person.
Mm-hmm.
God can use anybody to bless you, but you have to be open to it. And it's a lot of that openness comes from a place of understanding the acceptance of your worth.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, before we continue on a conversation, I just want to show where people can pre-order your book. It is at carolynfried.com, and it's Shine in Your Skin, and at $20 and you pre-order. And when, what's the timeline on this, Caroline? Carolyn?
Yeah, that's okay. So pre-orders are in right now. You can really order anytime. But we're just looking to pre-order so that when we go to print in a couple of weeks here, that we have a good enough or good amount ordered.
Yeah.
And get mailed out directly through my publishing company.
Fantastic.
And you do get a free ebook with your purchase.
You get a free ebook. Perfect. Awesome. So this is a great opportunity to buy for your family or friends or someone that you know needs this book, needs to read this story, this message, and to be able to help them overcome the blocks in their life to be able to shine in their skin. So having said that, let's talk a little bit about your journey to faith in terms of coming to Christ. Can you just give us a few minute story of how that came about? What were you like before? How you came to that point of coming to Christ and the difference it's made in your life?
Absolutely. As a young child, we were kind of all over the place. I am blessed with my family. We never per se grew up actively in a church. Mm-hmm. There was a time I received the Lord at a Bible camp I went to with my girlfriend when mm-hmm. I was younger. And I think it was 1993, actually, off the top of my head. And yeah, I came home and I was super excited. And my mom was like, "That's really cool. Great. You know," and then we kind of just continued on with life. Later on, super amazing. My mom gets impacted by the Lord and she mm-hmm. starts following him, and she's done amazing things for our family through this. And so since then, you know, it was like, come to church. And then I kind of went through a rough season where I didn't want to go to church. Friends, school, high school, we were drinking, mm-hmm. partying, kind of all over the place. I lived in a couple different cities, just working, raising up debt, did a few things. My dad was always there to bail me out. But lifestyle before was very unstable.
Mm.
And so fast forward, I end up pregnant with my daughter, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. A gentleman I just met, I was 2 weeks into the relationship and pregnant. And I said, mm-hmm. well, here it is. And I gave him a couple choices. My choice at the time, I was living in Calgary. I said, I'm moving home to be with my parents. I'm moving into my parents. I'll swallow the pill of pride and I'm going back home because this is my responsibility. Mm-hmm. He did. He came. We gave it our best shot. We had Brody, and then our relationship was built on nothing, basically, mm-hmm. other than the love for these children. So mm-hmm. it did fail. Mm-hmm. We tried hard, but we weren't in love. So mm-hmm. it was, you know, at that point I was back following, trying to find God in the midst of my turmoil and chaos.
Yeah.
He was doing the same, but it was we didn't have the foundation, and I can see that clear as day now. I share a bit about that in my book, but that's a whole other story. Yeah. So we divorce, go separate ways. I've got the kids. And shortly after, I'm actively seeking the Lord at that point in my life. And I felt like it was because I felt like I was at rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people always say, it's like, you don't need him until you're there. And again, that was kind of just like a little season for me. It didn't stay. It really didn't stay. I had my mom, my Nana was praying for us. Fast forward, I'm remarried. I'm pregnant. My husband gets a job in Edmonton, and we ended up moving 6 hours away from our whole entire family.
Hmm.
And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God was repositioning our family. It was a fresh start. It was, we had to go. I would have never thought ever that I would have left Medicine Hat either to Josh. Mm. And I look back now and it was a total setup. I came here, moved to Spruce Grove, and my neighbors, Christian, were praying for me, praying for my family. I ended up attending a couple different churches until I found where I needed to be. But really that move, that separation that had me on my own, I found God again.
Cool.
And it's amazing. It's amazing. So since I've been up here, I rededicated my life, been water baptized. I've been to school, and my faith from that point on, I would say about 6 years ago, is my active faith, I would say.
Wow. Wow. I love it. I love how God redeems the life that we live to bring it into focus. So if you were to say one thing to those who would read your book, what is the biggest takeaway you want them to have from reading your book?
I want them to know that it doesn't matter where they see themselves at that moment. God's plans and purpose is already written for their life. Mm. That there is a far greater destiny for them and for their future than what the enemy is trying to show them.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Well, I can't wait to get my copy, and I want to encourage everyone. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for coming on today, and congratulations on your first book. I believe it's going to be the first of many. So congratulations on that. And thank you for sharing your process and your story to inspire others. And I'm going to put back up here where people can buy pre-order your book. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa, so much.
You're welcome. Well, listen, if you want to get a copy of Carolyn's book, you go to her website, carolynfried.com, and pre-order. Get a few copies and give them away to your girlfriends or to people that you know need to hear this story. And if anything that she said today resonated with you, I want you to act on that. And just like she said, you know, God already has your life destiny mapped out. The key is you embracing that and getting to know the creator of your soul and the one who cares for you more than anybody else so that you can learn to shine your skin. So thank you for tuning in today. You're back on Facebook. I think you are. Are you back on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. You were breaking up there. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No problem. All right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in today. And those of you watching the replay, make sure that you share this and give some likes and love to Carolyn on her new book, and stay tuned for more episodes of really showcasing kingdom women who are getting their story out there and their voice heard so that you can know that there is a God who cares for you and who wants to know you and wants to be known by you. And He has so many good gifts to give to you, and he is a God of hope, a God of peace, and a God of transformation. No matter what you're going through, he has a solution that will help you and overcome and will make your life much more better than you ever could imagine, of freedom and truth. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. We look forward to seeing you next time.